MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, if you think you're too savvy to fall for a scam, well, take a listen to this. Former aide to Nelson Mandela, Zelda Lakhanji, has a warning. The author and speaker says she lost 6,000 rand after a convincing caller posing as a Vodacom agent told her she'd won an iPhone, grocery vouchers and cash. She says the operation sounded legitimate, right down to the call center environment, but she also admits she's furious with herself for falling for it. And she's now speaking publicly because she says she doesn't want others making the same mistake. Zelda, a very warm welcome to you, and you say you should have known better. In the first instance, what made you believe them?
Well, firstly, that they had my name and my number, because the number, I've never received spam calls on this number. And then immediately the guy tells me, you know, this call is recorded. So he uses all the right language. Then he goes over and he says that, you know, remember, Vodacom will never ask for your personal details. So he's so sophisticated. He is so eloquent in his speech that you believe, you know, that this person is for real.
Was there any point in this conversation when something might have felt wrong, but you ignored it?
Well, the fact that I picked up the phone, that's where where you should actually start. I mean, it's not great to admit that you've been so stupid. But as you say, I want people to know that, you know, when you answer a call, you know, be polite, because I also feel sorry for people in call centers, because they have to deal with rude people all day. But it's so, you know, our society is in such a state that you can't trust people anymore. So just, I should have said politely, thank you very much, but I'll go to Vodacom and I'll hear what I have. But the excitement and then greed, you know, greed is part of everyday life for all of us, and people are suffering. So if it was so easy to convince me into something like this, you know, it could be, other people could be very, very vulnerable as well. But at that point, you know, when you pick up the phone, you should know, you know, to be alert and to be assertive. But I gave him time to talk, because he caught me at a very at the end of the day, at a very vulnerable moment. You know, I was just off the call with someone else, and I decided, let me listen to this guy, what he's got to say. I mean, I'm not even an iPhone user, so I'm already thinking, when he offers me the iPhone, I'm already thinking who I'm going to give this iPhone to, who needs an iPhone, who's an iPhone user in my friend circle of friends. So, you know, immediately your mind goes, and then, as I say, you know, greed is a terrible thing. I'm thinking what I can do with 30,000 rand now. So it's terrible. It's a terrible situation.
It takes some courage for a person to blame their own greed. You don't think you're being a little hard on yourself?
Well, I have to be hard on myself, because, you know, I should know better. I've always said that I'd never be caught. I thought I was savvy. I thought I'm street smart, but clearly I'm not. So, you know, I like being hard on myself, because it's the only time I learn my lesson. And, you know, I mean, people are, I'm not, the 6,000 rand is not making or breaking me, but it's an inconvenience. And for any other person, it could be make or break. And I don't want other people to have to go through this. And that's why I'm speaking up, even at my own expense.
Zelda, let me rewind slightly. What exactly did they persuade you to do that cost you 6,000 rand?
That's the problem. You know, on my banking app, I've never used any features of payments or vouchers or anything. So when he asked me to go into the banking app, he also said to me, remember, Vodacom will never ask for your personal details or login details. So you are at ease. I go into my banking app, and now I'm buying iVouchers, something I've never done before. By now, I've moved into my computer, because he just gave me a reference number for the iPhone that I won, that I could go and pick up at the closest Vodacom shop close to me. And he knows exactly where I should pick up this phone. So again, you know, it completely puts you at ease. And then I'm into my banking app, and he says I must buy these vouchers, and I buy the vouchers. And then he asks for a reference number. As I've never used this feature, I quite comfortably gave him the reference number. And then, as I sit in front of my computer, because now I'm writing down stuff, I get two emails from my bank to say that these vouchers, you know, have been allocated to me. So I don't think the money has left my account now. And then when he went over to the e-wallet, which I have used before, he asked me to enter someone else's cell phone number for e-wallet. And I said, no, wait. I've used this before. This is not how it's supposed to be. By then I suspected, you know, there's something wrong here. But then the pressure, you know, I don't panic well. That's my other thing. I know I don't panic well. So now he's putting pressure on me. Ma'am, the system is running. You know, if we got the call now, we can't, the money won't be paid to you, and we have to start the process all over, and you lose the whole deal. And so now I'm anxious as well. So I give him the e-wallet reference as well. And then I realized, because then I get a notification from my bank that this money has been, you know, is out of my account. And then immediately I knew, okay, I've been scammed. So I put down the phone and I rushed to the closest store to go in and try and cash in the vouchers. But it was, Jeremy, it was literally 10 minutes later and the vouchers were cashed in already.
Do you think, Zelda, the banking system should have stopped this sooner? You do say your bank did pick up suspicious activity towards the end of this.
I don't know how they would know. You know, I don't know because on any given day you can go onto your banking app and do stuff. But I don't know how they would know if a person from a new number calls, because they change numbers also all the time. So I don't know what the solution is. I laid charges. I opened a case at the police station, and hopefully, if enough people complain about the situation, because you can see on my initial Facebook page, there's really hundreds and thousands of people that's been scammed. So if we all lay charges, the police can't ignore it, because these people need to be caught.
Do you think there is a responsibility that telecom companies have when criminals impersonate their brand so convincingly?
I also think so. That's why I reported it immediately with Vodacom, and the Vodacom actually responded. There's a website on which you can report it, and Vodacom responded immediately and gave me also their case number. And the next day, they blocked the numbers already. So I tried to call them, and the numbers were disconnected. So I do think, you know, if someone, because it seems that the Vodacom scam is a thing that happens these days, and if they work together with the police and together with the bank, surely they should be able to trace these people and catch them.
Has this changed the way that you trust legitimate banks, retailers, and call centers?
Yeah, now it's a whole new different thing for me. You know, I don't answer calls. I'm not good at answering my phone as it is. But yesterday, someone called from a call center, you know, a company I use, and I said, "I'm sorry, I'll go to the shop or the company if I need anything. I'm sorry, I'm not interested." And I feel sorry for the call center people, because they have to deal, you know, with the consequences of all of this, not being trusted and people being rude to them. So, but definitely, I'll be, you know, I won't answer phones, and I'm not winning anything. You know, I don't often win, or I've never won anything in my life. So this was too good to be true. And you know how the saying goes, if it's too good to be true, it is.
Precisely. Zelda Lakhranji, thank you very much indeed. Appreciate your time.